Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Well, good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning, Regina.
How are you?
I'm good, enjoying the little warmer weather. Spring officially is coming soon.
I know, because I think, isn't it Sunday that we
Daylight savings time is this weekend, so hopefully you did spring forward, so we have to
fall back.
Okay. Right? Spring forward. Hope you sprung forward your clocks.
Yes.
There you go.
Getting ready for Easter and all those wonderful
things. Yes, but too bad we lose an hour of sleep, but that doesn't matter. We're still living the weather.
We'll make up for it somewhere.
Uh-huh.
You know, we've got a lot of things that are going on. Of course, March is Women's History Month.
Yes, and we have our Girls' Day Out event. And we are speaking with a guest who will be at our event happening on March 14th.
And, you know, this is a new person that we're just meeting for the first time, but she seems like the most delightful, wonderful young woman. So happy to have her here with us. From Heritage Victor Valley Medical Group, we've got Candace Sanders, who is the marketing content specialist. Woo! Right?
That's a big title.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we want to say welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, we're glad you're here. And you've got something special that's coming up that we're going to talk about.
Yes.
I believe it's a senior resource fair.
Yes. It's our annual, going to be annual. So it's our second year doing it.
Great.
Second annual senior resource fair that we hold.
Okay, and so tell us about it. What can people expect? When does it take place? Where?
It's open to the public. Is it be like a health checks and things like that?
Yeah, so 100% open to the public. You don't have to be our member. Everyone's more than welcome.
Great.
It is geared more towards 55 and older.
Okay.
It is on March 19th. From 10 to 2, and it's going to be in our, we used to have a gym in there, so it's going to be in our old gym. It's a big, big space, and we have right now about 22 vendors that are going to be there.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and each one of those vendors is going to offer information. Some gifts will be there. Some raffles are going to be there.
Nice.
Just a lot of info gearing towards our senior population.
Right.
Yeah.
And so seniors can expect what? Because, I mean, they're traditionally at the senior resource fairs, there's like health screenings, those type of things. Are there opportunities to, meet some of the physicians or, is there games and food and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. So we are going to have some health screenings and we are going to be doing blood pressure checks.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone wants to get their blood pressure check, we'll go ahead and check that. We also are going to be, our nurse, our registered nurse, Miss Nurse Kathleen, she's famous on our block.
Mm.
She is going to have a table there with a ton of information about preventable screening. So like mammograms, colorectal screening,
yes.
Really important stuff that we need to get done. So she's going to have a lot of education there. So our nurse will be there, and then we will have a few people from the clinic that will be doing those screenings. We might do glucose, too, so that's going to be like your...
I was going to ask about that, too.
Yeah.
It seems to be a big thing that people are talking about right now.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and some people just don't know, so getting that checked is a good kind of like introduction to it.
Right.
The medical assistant can go ahead and say, maybe we should just go see your primary care doctor.
Right.
Based off that number.
Right.
Yeah.
So this will all be taking place again on Saturday?
Oh, no, it's, it's Thursday, March 19th.
Thursday.
Yeah, it's during the week.
March
during
19th.
The day to get the seniors over.
Yeah.
Okay.
It starts at 10 o'clock, and then all of our vendors, and we will be there till 2 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, and we will also be serving lunch. It's actually...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited this year. We did not have... lunch last year, and it's actually going to be sponsored by the High Desert Second Chance.
Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful. Those
yeah.
are our
okay.
friends.
Yes.
Our friends.
Yeah, we love them,
they
right?
do wonderful work.
And
yes.
Yeah.
It's important, Candace. This is more pertaining for seniors, though, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
These are more services. So, like, example, Like the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department Project Safe Return will be there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a program that protects seniors and like vulnerable adults who may wander. So
yes.
You can register, and then the San Bernardino County Sheriff will do like a wellness check or check in or have that information
which is
it's easier to find.
So
you.
This is good for caregivers too, if
yeah,
you're caregiving for somebody.
For
uh-huh.
100%
your
caregivers.
Parents, yeah.
Yeah, like we have visiting angels coming there and in-home care,
mm-hmm.
Alta Hospice, B&A Hospice. We've got a lot of hospices coming, but
yeah.
It's just really important that seniors have that choice too, and then their caregivers are able to do some research, because there's so many out there that
right,
you want to make a good choice.
That's the wonderful thing about these resource fairs, is it provides you the opportunity to learn what's out there and mm-hmm. to make those connections, get that information. Hugely important.
Yes.
So now this is open to community. It's free
yeah.
to the public.
Open to the public.
Do you have to RSVP or you just show up?
No, so you don't have to RSVP. You can just show up. But if you want to find out more information, you can visit our website.
Okay.
And that is hvvmg.com. And then you'll look under our events page and it'll be all there for you to see.
And also, too, if you have any questions, if you're going to join our radio stations and so much of the High Desert on Girls Day Out, which is coming up on March 14th.
That's right.
You can also visit Heritage, because you'll have a booth there. You can find out more about this event, about Heritage's different resources, and enjoy the day. Right, Candace?
Yes. And we made little ladies bags.
Goodie
that
bags,
we're gonna be
too?
Handing out. Yeah.
Oh,
so we're good. Yeah, we have like a little face mask in there. We have some inspirational quote cards in there. So yeah,
nice.
Come on by, grab
so
a bag.
It'd be nice to drop by and meet you and,
yeah.
and get a little girls' day out bag.
Yeah,
right?
Yes.
Yes.
A girl goodie bag.
And then again, our event, Girls Day Out, March 14th, starting at 10 a.m. And this is at the San Bernardino County Fairgrounds. So hope
right.
to see you there. Candace will be there, and
yes.
so many different other organizations will be
yes.
there as well.
Which is great. So Candace, before we let you go.
Yes.
Is there anything else that you wanted to share with us about the Senior Resource Fair? Because I would also like to just kind of make sure community is aware. Heritage Victor Valley Medical Group has been in this community for quite some time and very much a partner here in community. And so is there anything that you'd like to share about Heritage's commitment to community? And then maybe once again, how, if people have questions, want to reach out, learn more, how they can do that.
Yeah, we love being a part of the community. We try to get out there as much as possible. Our senior population is very important to us. So we always want to be able to give them resources or help in any way. The resort that we have there is always open all year round.
Okay.
And we go ahead and do craft classes, painting. We offer educational classes. We have like social hours. So a lot is going on. Yeah. And this resource fair is kind of, you know, an addition to that. But I would say we always have some resources in the resort at Heritage. So it's just a continuation of that. And we just want, you know, everyone to know that we're there. And we care.
All right.
Yeah.
And they should show up on Thursday.
They should show up Thursday,
March 19th.
Between 10 and 2.
Okay.
Yep.
Location?
Yep. Location hit our block, we call it. Where you see our big old urgent care, but the address is 12370 Hesperia Road, and we're in the old gym. And then again, if you want to find out more information, you can go on our website at hvvmg.com.
Yay.
Well,
I like
great.
It.
Well, thank you so much for coming in
thank
and sharing all of that wonderful information with us today. We'll definitely look forward to seeing you at our Girls' Day Out.
I'm excited.
Right? we're excited to have you join us for that. And you're welcome to come back and share anything that, you know, is supporting our community and that you want to make sure they're aware of.
Right.
So great
thank
to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning, Regina. Welcome to the first weekend of March.
Yes, you know, we're heading into March, which is one of my favorite times of year because
Women's History Month. We're
yes.
ready to celebrate with incredible women of the High Desert, especially.
And you know what? We did not disappoint, because we've got a just phenomenal, wonderful woman here in studio with us who is going to share her story. And I met her a few weeks back and was just taken. I had read her story, and we'll get into more of that. Had read her story, was just, I just felt privileged to hear her, meet her and hear her speak about her story after reading her story.
All right.
And so I thought, well, let's get her in to help kick off Women's History Month. So, Roxanne, we want to welcome to Conversations with Roxanne Asia Medawar.
Hello.
Medawar.
Medawar. Okay. Nice to meet you, Asia. Thank you for coming.
Nice to meet you guys. Thank you for having me here.
Yes. And so we really want to jump in and be able to maximize our time talking about your story, an experience that you had in life. You're a contributing author to the Today's Woman Foundation newly released book, right, which is called Do You Hear Me? The Darkness Didn't Win. Mm-hmm. That's a title, right?
It's a very interesting title.
Right. So, Asia, let's start there. What does that title mean to you?
It's a very powerful title, as you explain. But to me, it's more than a title. Like, it means that no matter how low in life that you get, you didn't let those low points beat you.
Yes.
You were able to overcome those low points and ultimately win.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I'm going to ask you, before we really kind of do a deeper dive into your story, your experience that kind of brought you to author your chapter in this book, what inspired you at this point in time in your life to go public and share your story?
To me, I feel like God gave me a second chance in life. Mm. And I don't know what that second chance is for, but if I'm able to tell my story and help somebody else overcome something in their life, then I have served a purpose. I've never thought about going public with my story. It's mm-hmm. kind of like one of those I just share with friends or family that know me. But I've been blessed with these opportunities to share it. So I might as well jump with two feet and do it.
It's always amazing how God will use that.
Yes.
Right? It wasn't anything that you were thinking about or aspired to, but he'll use that experience, you know, our stories, to share and to empower others, to encourage others, to inspire others, to motivate others, right? And so your story is a story of survival and a turning point, right? Do you think, I mean, am I articulating that kind of accurately?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And your chapter reflects a powerful journey. Share with us a little bit about what was that darkness that you faced?
So I've had a lot of things happen throughout my life, but one of the main things that changed me and truly made me appreciate the small things in life was I got into a very bad motorcycle accident back in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And I had took a turn too fast. I went into oncoming traffic and head on with the Mercedes. I had 3% chance to live, and the doctors pretty much told my family to tell me goodbye before I went into surgery. So I shattered my pelvis, I broke my arm, I was impaled, I punctured my artery. There was nothing about my accident that said I should survive. Or if I did survive, the doctor told my family that I would probably die because of my heart not being able to handle all that injuries and the healing. And then I also experienced several infections in the hospital that could have taken me as well.
Yeah.
But after 17 surgeries, over 3 months of not walking, here I am today. And I'm truly blessed to be able to continue my career in law enforcement, to be able to work out, to do everything. I'm pretty much, with a little aches and pains here and there, I'm able to do what anybody else can do.
And I want our listeners to know, Roxanne, that this beautiful woman walked in here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's gorgeous. Right? To look at her, you would never, ever imagine that there was a time that you looked anything different than what you sit before us now, right?
Yes.
Was there a defining moment when you realized that the darkness wasn't going to win? Because I can imagine, you know, in just what I don't know how long it seemed when the accident took place, but, you know, kind of in the blink of an eye, life changed for you drastically.
Absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so with that comes, if we're going to be honest about it, you know, comes the doubt and frustration and, you know, just wondering, is this going to be what the rest of my life is going to be, right? Mm-hmm. And so in that, when did you, was there a pivotal moment or was it just a progression of overcoming? When did you realize that the darkness wasn't going to win?
It was a lot of self-talk during that time.
Mm.
So when I would hit those low points, because I'm a very independent person. Prior to my accident, I do everything on my own. I lived on my own. I wouldn't ask for help from anybody. Mm-hmm. I'm always do it myself. And I went from that to being in a wheelchair with an arm in a cast and not being able to move from one place to another. I couldn't even go to the bathroom by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, one, it was a humbling moment for myself to be able to ask for that help and to rely on others. But through that whole time, when I would hit those low points of just sitting in my wheelchair crying, thinking that where am I going to go from here, I had to change those thoughts and think of all of the small positives that I made. I went from not being able to sit up in bed to sit up in bed.
Right.
The smallest thing of just to sit up was huge. And so I had to try to change my focus onto the positives rather than
the small positives too, like you
said.
Those
absolutely.
They were small, but they were huge wins.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So tell me, in your particular situation, did faith or community or what really played a key role in your survival?
Faith, family, and community, all the above. Like I said, God gave me a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
So I was appreciative of that. But my family was there for me in the darkest of times. And then the community here, I've been a part of a boxing program since I was 17 years old. And as it progressed, I became a coach and so forth with being in law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
So I would show up to the gym in my wheelchair and still be there with the kids and help coach. And then just the love and all everybody's hope for me, too, kept me going.
And that's so true, that love and kindness is healing,
mm-hmm.
right? It strengthens us, right? And it makes us, even in the worst of times, start to focus on and start to believe again
mm-hmm.
that things can be better, will get better. So it helps to fuel hope, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of those are wonderful things. And to have that from your faith, family, and then community, I'm sure is huge, you know. And I know that law enforcement, that is family, right?
Absolutely.
You guys are definitely family. You know, the theme of your story kind of centers on survival through purpose. How did you discover your purpose?
Through the community. Like, I have been a part of the boxing program, and this program, it's for at-risk youth.
Mm.
So I've developed so many connections with these kids that if I can show them that I can overcome all of this, then they can overcome the things that they're going through.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So remembering my purpose as far as, okay, in law enforcement, I give back to the community. So, and then with the boxing kids at the gym, I give back to them.
Mm-hmm.
So remembering, okay, what am I here for? What are the things that I enjoy, the things that, or what can I do to help others?
Mm-hmm.
And just remembering that purpose and always working towards something helped me push forward as well.
Yeah. What does healing look like for you today?
The same. Still getting into the gym with the kids and then sharing my story as I've been and just trying to help others go through what they're going through. It took a long time for me to get to where I'm at, and if I can help somebody else go through something that they're going through.
And I think that's what's so wonderful about this particular project that you are a part of, which is this Today's Woman Foundation book,
yes.
right? Because the book is really kind of like an anthology. I don't know off the top of my head exactly how many contributors there are to the book, and it's broken down in sections, mm-hmm. right? What does it feel like for you to be involved with this type of organization that's really focused on helping women? And when I say that, helping women to become self-sufficient, helping to empower women, helping women to find their voices, right? Helping women to find their purpose. And once they've found those things, then helping women to be able to stand what I call 10 toes down, right?
Absolutely.
On that, how does that feel to you to now have found your way into this kind of family?
It's amazing because I was brought up being independent. My mm-hmm. mom has always taught me to be able to take care of myself and not to rely on somebody else. And I feel like today's day has changed and women are stronger, but some people need that extra push. And sometimes they find themselves in a deep hole and they feel alone and they're not, and nobody else can hear them because they're stuck. But being able to be a part of this book and share my story amongst all these other women that have similar, completely different stories, but mm-hmm. different things that they have overcome, it relates to somebody, it could relate, or I'm sure it will relate to females that do feel that they're stuck and that they're alone and that nobody can hear them. But in all honesty, there's so many of us that are the same.
Right. So we've talked a lot about the book. We shared a little bit of your experience. Now, for those who are listening and they're like, well, I want to read that for myself, right? Where can they get the book? How can they get a copy?
You can go on Amazon. They're on there. Or you can go to the Today's Women's Foundation website and you can purchase the book.
Okay. I know that this might be a little bit challenging, but as we are in Women's History Month, and, you know, I love Women's History Month because it's all about empowerment. It's all about sharing. It's all about this sisterhood, this uniqueness that we share with one another just by virtue of our gender, right? Mm-hmm. If you could summarize your journey into one sentence, mm-hmm. what would that be?
Never give up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Asia, I want to thank you for coming in today, sharing with us. I definitely hope that you will come back somewhere along the line and share more, whether it's about your boxing program, mm-hmm. whether it's about your career in law enforcement, because there's some unique stories, I'm sure, that are there, especially, you know, being a woman in that field, you know, or if there's something that you want to make sure community is aware of that we can help to support. For the betterment of community. I just want to extend to you an open invitation to come back and visit with us and share all things good, positive, right? Remind us to be grateful. Remind us that even, you know, in the most challenging of time, the darkness doesn't win.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. So, Asia, you know, I want to ask you, is there a particular message that you'd like to get out to community and those that are listening today?
Yes, I want everybody to know that no matter how hard life gets, don't let the valleys keep you there from climbing those big mountains, because life isn't always hard and it will get better.
Thank you for that.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.